Chapter 29. Villers stayed close to the north wall, making her way through the woodlands. She had removed the blood-stained rag from her brow, cleaned up her soil-stained face and donned her silken cloak. She was once again the Sable Queen. The fight was going back and forth twixt the ramparts and the flatlands further down. No beast noticed as she crossed the path and slid into the ditch. She strode slowly and regally toward the useless battering ram. The ravagers knew she was dead. Had they not seen it with their own eyes? Zwilt the Shade had slain her with his broadsword, which Zwilt somewhere inside the abbey. And the vermin army being run by mere minions, it was high time for the resurrection of their real leader, the Sable Queen. The recently appointed Captain Grach was issuing orders to the ram-bearers, who were taking cover beneath the barren leaf canopy in the ditch bed. Using his spear haft none too gently, Grach routed the vermin out.
"Leave this ram there. Get yourselves out of there. Boss Felig needs all of you to protect the wall top. Move, you worthless bunch. Come on, shift yourselves. Fancy dropping a battering ram into a ditch after all the hard work we put in making it, eh? Leave it there. Boss Felig says he's got plans for it once it goes dark."
The ravagers were starting to scramble from the ditch when one, a stoat, fell backward. His paw was pointing and his face a mask of fear as he wailed. Every beast turned to see what had caused this weird effect on the stoat. Eyes popped wide, jaws dropped. The vermin and their captain stood transfixed by the apparition. Villers walked unhurriedly up until she was facing the weasel captain, whom she addressed by name.
"Are you in charge now, Grach?"
The weasel was trembling uncontrollably as he managed a stumbling reply.
Charge, Majesty? I only a captain, ma'am. It's Felig's in charge. Lord Zwilt made him boss, Majesty.
Villers repeated the name.
"Felig. I don't know that one. Take me to him, Grach. Bring these ravagers with you."
Felig was revelling in his newfound authority, which had many benefits. Some of his foragers had brought in a large clutch of partridge eggs, of which he would take the largest share. He sat watching them roast the eggs in hot ashes, well out of range from Redwall missiles. Felig was receiving the first of the cooked eggs with a twig when a ferret pointed out what was going on.
"Look it, boss, they've left off fighting and they're all coming over here. And the Queen's with them.